Ancient world, ever true, changing me and changing you.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. Because of time, let's go straight. Okay, after this one, after verse 13, you take us to verse 15 and 16 because of time. Okay. 15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, verse 17, that is blessing, or that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. I will bless you, I will multiply you, your seed shall be so strong and indomitable that your seed shall have the seed of war. The kind of strength they will have shall be the one that the enemy shall never subdue them. Instead, they shall subdue the enemy and possess their gates. Your seed, because of this thing you have done, have entered into a covenant of strength with you, have entered into a covenant of increase, have entered into a covenant of blessing. If a man is blessed, if a man is made strong, if a man is enlarged, and if a man is given the scepter of victory at all times, you don't need anything again in life. And if a man is giving victory over his enemy, there is no other insurance or assurance that you need again, because of offering a sacrifice to God. Next, 2 Kings chapter 2 or chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with 100. Let me see that place. Is there anything lost? Yes, it's supposed to be men. He took 700 men that drew their swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Next verse. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead. Know the level of the son. That should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him, and he returned to their own land. When the battle became so strong against a man, he employed 700 strong men, warriors, against the people that were fighting. Before now, the people that fought him were the size he could handle. But he discovered that their strength is stronger than his people. He now brought in additional 700 strong men with sword. The 700 men additional could not defeat. He offered one sacrifice. What 700 men plus uncountable warriors that were added to 700 men could not do? One single sacrifice solve all the problems. One single sacrifice ended the whole history. What 700 trained warriors plus unnumbered, maybe must have been more than 7,000, put all together, what they couldn't do? One sacrifice end up. Let's go. Matthew 26, 6 to 9. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of every precious ointment, of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at his feet. And but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation. They had what? They had annoyance. They became annoyed, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Let's go ahead. Is this waste? This sacrifice to them is what? Waste. Yes. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Yes, let's hear. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she had wrought a good work upon me. Why trouble this woman? And finally, Ephesians chapter 1, 5 to 7. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us acceptable in the beloved. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of grace. All what we have through him is because he sacrificed and shed his blood. Today, I want to speak on what I titled, Get Connected to the Base, or Get Connected to the Source. Use the word source. Tell yourself, George. Tell yourself your own name. My name is George. George. Get connected to the source. Again. Tell yourself. Let yourself hear you what you are saying. Tell yourself something. Again. George. Get connected to the source. Lift up your face. Father, bless your word and give us the insight, the rhema, in this word in Jesus' name. So many of you just left home and you came to school, and today you are here. Maybe what I may tell you today will take you till the day you die. You may not forget. Last week, I went to this company that is doing a lot of things within Ikorabasi and Eastern Obolo. When I arrived, I saw a few things and I asked questions. One of the contractors told me that the house they built for the company, immediately they put the doors, the Indian, the white men came in and brought their members, brought coconuts, brought some item, candle, and sent all of them away from that environment. Sent all the blacks away from that environment. Started their worship. Put that their God, centralize it, and do all what they needed to do. After that, they now commissioned that they can do the finishing touches before that place can be used. Indian, they cross so many rivers, so many countries, so many continents down to Africa. They did not forget their source. They did not forget. Another person told me that before they started that company, they brought their own God and fixed it one place and put a small house for it. One of the days, rain and mighty wind came. So wind that they've never experienced since they started that company. And before the new dawn, that their God disappeared. And they were so annoyed. This time around, they came out at the entrance of the company where they have security armies as, you know, securing the place, and built a house and fixed that God very strong this time. Before you enter the company, you pass through that their God. Why? They have engineers, they have professionals, but it's not enough. All their professionals, all their engineers, all their wisdom, all their technological advancement must be connected to their source, which is their own God. Is somebody hearing me? It is ignorance that make you and I to believe that we can do it without God. It is ignorance that makes a man, because you have face degree, because you have WAEC, because you have masters, because you have a PhD, because you are a prof, because you are an engineer, because you are a registered medical doctor, certified. All what any man may think to me outside God is ignorance. And on this base, I now find out, I discovered that every great man on earth has a source of his strength, where he taps his strength from. Every great man on earth has a source whereby he taps his strength from. From the place we have read, I discovered that both on the part of the wicked and on the part of the saints, every man must have alignment with the spirits. Every human being must have a walk with the spirits, because the flesh is just a carton. The contents of the flesh is in the spirits. Every man on earth, the flesh is an actor that acts the scripts written by the spirits. It's the spirit that writes the scripts, while the flesh acts what the spirit has written. So every man is an actor acting, or actress acting the scripts written by the spirits. When you came into the school, you think you know better, and because you know better, you will not come to church. Don't worry. When you came into school, you were praying, God, give me admission. If I secure admission, I will save you. Now you are in school, God has answered the prayer. You don't have a plan on how you also save God. You are making a plan that when you were at home, if you want to bring a girl to the house, your parents will not allow. Now they have paid the house for you. You are the one in charge of the key. Now you will pursue girls. No problem. You have made a plan of how many places you will be visiting. Because when you were at home, before you leave the house, they will ask you, where are you going to? And they will be securing you. They will be bossing you around. That is, anytime they ask you a question, they are bossing you. They don't allow you to have freedom. And now you have come, and you think you have your freedom. But hear me, that thing you call freedom, you are responding to a particular order some way you don't know. If you don't run to God and make sure the right spirit follows you, you may not be able to achieve what is right. It takes the right spirit to lead you to what is right. It takes the right spirit to lead you to what is right. What do I say? It takes the right spirit to lead you to what is right. For From the place we have read, let me begin from Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham offered sacrifices before now. And God kept speaking to him then. But when Abraham got to a point that he offered his son, Isaac, the Bible says, and God swore. When Abraham offered the lamb and other sacrifices before now, God spoke. God spoke. God did what? Are you hearing me very well? Are you getting my point very well, step by step? God spoke. But when he offered Isaac, God swore. God made it an oath. When it was ordinary animal, God made a statement. When he offered his son, God took an oath. There's something I want to bring out in this thing I'm telling you now. The power of the statement became galvanized and consolidated and constitutionalized. Because sacrifice, the strength of the angels that come into action depends on the sacrifice you offered. That is why my prayer to all of us is, oh Lord, let not my enemy win me in the spiritual courts. Let not your enemy win you. Where? In the spiritual courts. When any case is brought in the spiritual realm to be judged, let not my enemy has advantage over me. When anything is settled and they said they want to condemn me, when my case is brought before the enemy court of judgment, and they say, why should this person not graduate? They say, because his father is boasting. In this church, we handled a case here that the mother insulted the witchcraft, and the witchcraft said they will cause the daughter that was a student in this school to be mad, so that when the child is mad, the mother's pride will stop and the mother will learn how to respect the wishes and the witchcraft. That day when I came, I saw her, she was here demonstrating. We prayed. Say, you power, you don't have that right here. Yeah? This is another location and this is another altar. You can't operate while you are praying. You have no connection with light. And any place light appears, darkness disappears. So you don't have, come on, get away from here. He said, he told me, you don't know what happened. It doesn't concern you. The mother insulted the witches and the witchcraft. And we have come to deal with the daughter so that the pride of that mother will stop insulting us. When the enemy bring a case of your family and want to involve you in, I know of so many families. I saw one madman yesterday, and the English the madman was speaking was too much. And I asked somebody, this one is civilized madness. And they said, the father did things, and he affect three of those children. All of them are mad. I saw another house, a well-designed house, and nobody's living. They said the father did something. They told the children they should not come to live in that house. The first person came and lived and died. The other one was chartered accountant abroad. He came back with textbooks and everything. And before you know, he became mentor. Whenever he coming out, he will bring one document. You see files, you run away. But he's mad. And the last one was the principal, and the wife was headmaster. Immediately they packed into the house. The husband became mad. All of these things, there are things we don't need to argue. Time will tell the truth. I am not saying this to tell you that Satan is so powerful. My mission this morning is to tell you, connect to your base. And where is your base? The base is the altar of the blood of the Lamb. That is the highest sacrifice. That is the altar that the sacrifice is the strongest and the biggest. That is the altar that commanded heaven to stand still, The Bible said the day Jesus was killed, the sun ceased to shine. Darkness covered the earth and there was earthquake. Meaning that the heaven recognized this altar. The earth recognized this altar. Waters recognized this altar. No other sacrifice has been offered and the sun will cease to shine. No other sacrifice has been offered and earthquake take place. As you have come into Kwaibom State University, you must get connected to the best source that will never disappoint you. You must get connected to the source that any other source, when they come in contact with this source, they will bow and will not be able to hurt you. Because when you are in Christ, the coverage that God promised Abraham from the beginning of the sacrifice, he said, your seed shall take up the gate of your enemy. If you are the seed of Abraham, he suffered no one. He suffered no altar to do you wrong. I want you to get connected. Tell somebody, get connected to the source. Tell somebody, hit somebody, say, tell him, tell her, get connected to the source. As we come now, guys will come and tell you, boy, you can't be like this. You must be a big boy. And they will introduce cults. Cultism is not the source. Female cult or male cult is not the source. And suppose you have entered before now, you had better run out immediately. After Abraham finished, in the days of Jesus, a woman also offered. She just offered her salary for one full year. She used it and bought a bottle of oil, call it perfume, and poured on Jesus. The disciple got offended. They call it a waste. They call it what? Can I hear somebody say? They call it what? A waste. You know, there are so many churches that are coming up. Pastors are talking now. You see, you go to church, they say, sow seed. You say, so, although they are wrong ones, although they are fake ones, but that does not negate the original. They say, pastor said, oh, the first fruit died. They say, don't do all those things. They are fake, they are fraud. It's not the first time. It's even better that ordinary pastors say it now. In those days, it was the disciple that told the woman, it is a waste. They even said it before Jesus, that what the woman gave to Jesus was a waste. It's in the, didn't you read it? They said to the woman, this thing you are giving is a, they say it before Jesus, that is a waste. They gave a name, a waste. That is something they put on Jesus. They call it what? A waste. So for any pastor to come now and say, you pay tithe, a waste, a fraud. It is not the first time, it's not the second time, it's not the third time, and it will never be the end. If you know the value of what you are sacrificing and why you are sacrificing, it's not a waste. It could be a waste to another person who doesn't understand what you understand. But to you that understand, it's not a waste. When the accuser that is a waste, immediately by that sacrifice, Jesus did a few things. Number one, Jesus defended her against her accusers. Sacrifice can form a defense. Jesus defended her against the accusation of Peter, James and John, Matthew, Judas and all of them. Number two, Jesus said, you see this woman? She is no more an ordinary person. As far as the gospel will be preached, her name will be preached throughout the universe, which I am preaching now. One day sacrifice. Jesus defended her name, defended her against the strongest voices. For the disciple to accuse somebody and call it a waste, her own strength as young as she was in faith, would not have been able to talk it out. That this thing is not a waste. So I know why I'm giving to God. Oh, this. She would have talked and nobody would believe her. In as much as somebody like Peter, in as much as somebody like John, in as much as somebody like Judas have accepted that this is a... You can imagine some of the big papas coming into the air and say, if you pay tithe, it's a fraud. If you give your first fruit, it's a fraud. If you give offering, it's a fraud. Yeah! And people clap. You don't understand this thing. It's not the first time. The disciples, 12 disciples, they call the oil, the perfume, they call it a waste. As you have come, be careful of who is your mentor. Be careful of who is. Your mentor can disconnect you from the source. Be careful of who is your school dad and your school mom. You may become a gay because of school dad. You may become a lesbian because of school mom. Be careful of who is your roommate. If you don't understand the roommate, change the room. It's better to disconnect from somebody you don't understand than to be disconnected from the source. When David was crying, David cried bitterly and said, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Take anything you want to take, but your Holy Spirit, don't take away from me. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Sacrifice. And by that sacrifice, the woman got connected to Jesus. Connected, strongly connected. And the last person was an unbeliever. Somebody that didn't believe in God. The Assyrian king. He went to a battle. He prepared all the soldiers and went to the battle with Israel. He knew that Israel were the covenanted people of God. You don't try Israel. Who are you to stand before them? But he went. The battle was in the favor of Israelites. Israel tortured them and killed them. The man looked and saw that they were stronger than Israel. The Bible says, the man understood something better. The man went back home, recruited most 700 soldiers with weapons to add up. New 700 soldiers came to fight the people of Israel with covenants. Because of who the Israelites are, the new added 700 soldiers could not win the children of Israel. The man look at it, that by strength shall no man prevail. If I still go and bring more 7,000, these people will finish. This battle is not a battle of flesh and blood and strength. I need to consult the spirits. The children of Israel didn't know that they didn't need to joke with the source. At a point, they depended on their strength. The man consulted the spirit. The Bible said the man looked at them and withdrew and went and captured his son. The Bible said the eldest son that was supposed to be the next king. The Bible said at the wall of that place of the battle, he slaughtered the son and burned it as an offering. If Satan understand offering, where did he learn from? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Where did Satan learn about the power of offering from? That is why in the current move of God, God is trying to open people's understanding deeper. And in the current move of Satan, Satan is trying to cover up what people have discovered about God. Since Satan knows that communion, holy communion, it's an altar you cannot joke with. It is the highest table of decision. He now brought some big preachers to come and condemn communion. Because when you don't do what you are supposed to do, you miss out from where you're supposed to go. It's like traveling outside the country in the right way. You need visa. And somebody said, don't bother. So person travel without visa and did hand like this. He traveled without visa. You say, it's okay. If he talks well, you accept. When you get to airport, nobody will ask you, who told you? The truth is that you are not with visa. Do what? Go back. When you do the spiritual exercise, the spirit knows. When you don't do it, the spirit knows. No matter who tell you not to do. The man understood the power of sacrifice. He left the children of Israel with all the priests, with all the prophets among them. He offered his son. The Bible says, immediately he offered, there was indignation. What caused indignation? Because he connected to the source of power. Although the power was not of God, but he has done what the Spirit was waiting for. I want to drop a bomb. It's my prayer for you that you will not do something that your angels of your destiny will depart from you. Every man manifestation, there must be an attached angel based on your area of destiny fulfillment that will direct your step to that fulfillment. When that angel of your destiny fulfillment depart from you and you are alone, then you will know that the world is not only a place of cassava, fufu, rice and beans. The Bible says, when that power come upon Samson, Samson become another man. It wasn't a matter of his hands or legs, but it was a matter of what comes upon him. Anytime they tie Samson, and no hope again. When Samson groaned, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and Samson would rise. All the rope would get cut off, because another thing has come. His angel of fulfillment of his area of calling has come to be upon him. And therefore, you can't stand with a man whose his angel is active. I tell you that the sacrifice you offer determines the size of your connection with the source. I am not an electrician. I am not an engineer. I didn't read elect. But hear me and hear me well. At least by common sense, I have been told that any size of the voltage you want to draw to any place, it depends on the size of the wire, the capacity of the wire. I'm also told that if you take a very small flex and connect to high tension, it will melt the flex. I'm told if you have very big industrial engine machines and you want to connect, you use big size of wire. You use armored cable and then make sure it will pull the voltage big enough. The source of the NEPA cannot change because of your small flex. If you like, carry your small flex and connect to the source of NEPA. NEPA source still remains NEPA source. They still release the normal voltage. If it comes, it scatters your wire. If you want to get it big, you get a big ammo cable. Connect it. It will supply whatever you need to be supplied. Hear me and hear me well this morning. So many of you listening to me, the source is ready to make use of you. The source is releasing the voltage enough. The source has released the wisdom you need to graduate with. The source has opened the door you need to go through. The source has prepared the destiny. The source has released the angel that will go with you all through, and that no man can do you hurt. All what you need to do is to connect with the cable that will not melt the voltage. It's to connect with the cable that will not spoil on the way, is to connect with the cable of the source that cannot be destroyed. A native man connected a source, although satanic, but what the people of God didn't know what to do. Oh Lord, I shall not perish because of ignorance. No wish can destroy you. No wish can destroy you. The only thing that can destroy you is ignorance. No cult group can destroy you unless you march and become a member. And then they have the right of ownership in your life.
Libra hasubre hetabaka tubo. Le shatabaka tubre se tetabaka sibahadatu. The Bible says, when the man offered the sacrifice, the war turned against the children of God. The man won. We have come to share in this communion. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, he said, we have been redeemed and given the forgiveness of sin by the sacrifice of the blood. Let me shock you. The world we are living was built upon the foundation of sacrifice. So the world is a product of sacrifice. The foundation of the world is rest upon. If the world is to be shaken, shake through sacrifice, because that is where the foundation of the world is being built upon. The Bible says, before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. Before the foundation of the world, before the creation, the lamb was slain. Now, the world is built upon sacrifice. And a man that must shake the world must shake through the strength of sacrifice. As you are listening to me, this communion is the connection to the source. Against any other power that's against the plans of God in somebody's life. This is the connecting armored cable to the throne of grace, to the source of the power that resurrected Christ. For 2024, let me share this testimony. My biological mother visited me about 3 weeks ago. She came because of healment. She came because she was not feeling okay. I took her for treatment, took her for medical tests. They tested everything. What they saw was minor issues that could be treated medically. But the real reason she came, for like 1 year now she had been suffering from that, was not discovered medically. I spent money every day, heavy amount of money. We changed treatment from one place to another. In the night, she will call me, come and pray, come, look at it. The thing will move to the leg. As I'm praying, the thing will stop. As I leave her to go and sleep, the thing will come back, enter the hip, enter the belly, put out the belly. So, last breaking of bread, that was last month. That should be 2 weeks ago that I came. As I was ministering, my eyes got open. That this is the highest of the power that no juju can withstand. The one I was using to minister, as we finish, I told Mama Chapa, I said, put this one in my bag. That my own bread. I said, put it in my bag. I'm going with it. As I landed house, my wife came to welcome me. I said, I have assignment to do. I said, where is my wife, my mother? I went to her room. I said, bring out that leg. Let that thing come again. I was red hot. I carried the communion, mixed with the bread. I told her, rub it in your leg. And I said, that thing come out again. She rubbed it. I said, that is over. This one does not need prayer. My belief is, God said to Moses, ask them to put a mark on the door. Just obedience and go and sleep. Nobody did vigil night that night. Nobody called altar for us. Say, every member of this house, we want to pray to you. No. Just obey and see the answer. As he rubbed it, I went and slept. I ate fine that day. I said, I told my wife, let us sleep. From now henceforth, no prayer for that issue. My mom woke up in the morning. She didn't call me throughout the night and said, I saw a dream. They took me to a place, and in that place, somebody showed me, say, dig this place, rub in your leg the same way you rub it. As I rub, he said, look at this thing. This is what was your problem. They carried something and tied with a waterproof and put it where they burn fire. When the fire is hot, the waterproof will like melt small. And when the fire quenches, the waterproof will remain stiff. And they said, this is where your problem was. It has melted. Since that day, till now I am preaching. 2 weeks now, my mom trekked everywhere. In fact, as I'm saying this kind of testimony, I should put offering. Because even that day, I put offering. The drugs I've been buying daily. Daily. Plus inconvenience of not sleeping. By the blood of the Lamb, the burden was taken away. The burden was taken away. I have come to address you. Before somebody mislead you to another source as you have come. Before you miss out in 2024 and enter another source. I have come to tell you, get connected to the right source. And the source is Jesus. If you have not been born again, if you have not been praying, if you have made a decision that when you enter university, nobody will see your brake light, you are going to be this and that. All what decision you have taken before you came, any decision you have taken for 2024, first of all, look for a higher level of sacrifice and connect with Jesus. When I am talking about sacrifice, it's not only with money. There are people that sacrifice their life to God. There are people that sacrifice their virginity to God and say, I will not sleep with any man until I get married. There are people that sacrifice their time and say, God, out of 24 hours, I give you 3 hours every day to study and pray. I will use my time, I will use my evangelism. When I finish my reading, I will also post some text messages to people and tell the people, God loves you. Every sacrifice can never, no sacrifice can go unrewarded. No sacrifice. But the truth is this. The source of your sacrifice determines the angels on duty. Quote me anywhere. The source of your sacrifice determines what? Your angel on duty. Not all the angel can deliver. When the Bible says Daniel prayed, the face they got answered. An angel was sent to bring the answer to that prayer. But the strength of that angel could not match what was fighting against Daniel. The first day of prayer, the sacrifice of Daniel's pouring of his heart and allowing his body to pass through that agony was not strong enough. But when he persisted till 21 days, somebody to stay without eating and drinking for 21 days, go and try. I'm not the one sending you. Go and try. At that level, his sacrifice became so much that heaven could not withstand. They had to send Angel Michael to come. At that level of sacrifice becomes so great. There are sacrifices that angel will not come, God come himself. It's sacrifice. Anytime we are preaching, we said Solomon offered sacrifice and smoke covers. Have you found out the level of sacrifice? When Solomon started the sacrifice, the first goat, the second cow, the third, the first 1,000, the first 2,000, the first 3,000, at a point, it was not the sacrifice of any angel again. God had to come himself and show in the form of light and smoke. At that level, he spoke to Solomon in the dream. What do you want? It is a level. Somebody say it's a level. It's a level. There are people that can dedicate their life until their life become what you cannot, no power can destroy again. That is, there's a level you dedicate your life. At a certain point, no witch can look at your face. That's, they cannot look at your eyes. It's a level of sacrifice. There's a level of sacrifice you go that your clothes cannot be picked by any power to go and do juju. Nobody can touch your clothes. It's a level of sacrifice. There's a level of sacrifice you go that your name, your own name, cannot be used by any bad, evil man. Your name. If they mention your name, they see what they're looking for. There's a level of sacrifice that they will put signboard and say, when you see this man, don't bring to the kingdom if you don't want to spoil this kingdom. It is a level of sacrifice. There's a level of sacrifice that when you are talking, they mention your name, demon will run away. It's a level of sacrifice. Papalian, let Papalian say, I am Alan. He didn't say Jesus. He said what? I am Alan. Let Papadaus say, you don't need God to come, I am here. I am. You don't need God to come and stop the oppression of witches in Benin. I am. I, Idausa, is here. You don't need God. It's a level of sacrifice. Tell somebody, get connected. In 2024, the beginning of the year, Chapel of Praise, get connected in a higher armor cable size. Get the voltage that can take the whole school. And let there be no lost. Get connected that from first day till the day you graduated, you will stand tall and strong. Get connected that your mission that you came with, your destiny angel will walk with you till the day of fulfillment, the day of completion. Get connected that when somebody sees you, you know that this is Christ's ambassador. Get connected that when you call upon God, heaven will say, we know this voice. This voice is familiar in heaven. Get connected. Stand to your feet. As we share the communion, it is time to tell God, I connect from the source. I get connected to the source. I get connected to the source. I get connected. One day, Paul looked at himself and know where he has put himself. And also discovered that a lot of things were fighting against him. Paul looked at him and said, from now henceforth, let nothing disturb me, for I bear the mark of Christ. Let nothing disturb me, for I bear the mark of Christ. If your family is the one that people run away, that is why you are listening to me today. If you have a building people don't want to leave, come and call me. Let us go and live there. We cannot remain on earth. Satan takes over property. For what? As who? In what capacity? We must enjoy God. We must enjoy God. We must enjoy God. We must enjoy being a child of God. That is why if you're a child of God, be a child of God. Don't mix. We must enjoy God. They kill and kill and kill and kill, and God kept you for your father so that you come and break that nonsense. We must enjoy God. We must enjoy God. The enemy shall not win you in the court of law. Some of you come into communion, just they take it and drink and go. No, it's something deeper than that. It is a connecting It is a connecting source. Holy communion is not just when I'm praying. No, it's a connecting source. You are connecting with the source. That same power. Then we walk in you. Oh Lord. What shocked me is when Jesus was about to resurrect, they sent an angel of strength that has the capacity to lift up the stone. When the stone became empty, they sent the angel of language that could speak the language that Peter can understand. Hey! What do you want this morning? What do you want this morning? If any man is in Christ, it's a new creature, new contents, new desire, new demand. All things passed away, things become new because of the new power that's leading you. Take me to the place you are, that secret place. That is where I want to be.
That secret place, that's where I want to be.
Take me to that place.
Take me to the place you are. That secret place, that's where I want to be. Take me to the place.
Everybody, listen. Listen, everywhere be quiet, be silent. Before Peter became the one that Jesus said, upon you I will build my church. Go and read the history of all the disciples. Although Luke was a medical doctor, but Peter valued his profession most. How do I know this? The very first time Jesus met Peter, there were other people that had canoe and all of that. But Jesus demanded that he would like to use Peter's canoe, Peter's sacrifice. Remember that he didn't make a cash in the whole night and he was tired. He wanted to go without annoyance. A family man to go for work from the beginning to the end, no money to go back home with. He was not happy. But Jesus asked him to stop. And also
took him back to the river that he wanted to preach and use his boat. He obeyed. When Jesus now called Peter, he mentioned his profession. He said, I will make you fisher of men. Meaning that he knew that Peter was dying. He was dying for this profession. He was in high need of this profession. And how do we know that Peter so was important about that his profession? Among all the disciples, Peter now asked Jesus, we that left what we were doing. He gave account analysis that what he was doing was not something you deal with. Every day, they make returns daily. We that left what we were doing and follow you, what will be our reward? Make sure you sacrifice any area God needs your sacrifice. You wait in the church until you are called, you come and take something you do. Rainy season, you wait somebody to call you, you still come to church. You want somebody to tell you you can fast. You want somebody to pray, to ask you, you can pray for your exams, you can pray for your parents, you can pray for your sponsor. You want somebody to tell you that you can pray for your health. You want somebody to tell you, please worship God, please worship God. Get connected to the source. If you are here this morning, and with a broken heart you say, God, I have taken an oath to connect to you all through my life. My life is for you. I'm not saying please. I say if that is your desire, if that is your cry, lift up your hand as I pray. If that is your desire, God, take me to that place, the place you are. I don't just want to be just Sunday, casual worshipers on a good day. No. I want to make a serious business with you. I want to connect with that source which is Christ. I am ready to go with you. If that is your endless desire, if that is your prayer, if that is what you say, God, this is my decision with you, lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. All eyes closed as I pray. Father, I thank you. This morning, we know the power of sacrifice. And we know how great men got connected with you. Our decision, our cry this morning is, Lord, a broken and a contrite heart you will not despise. As we lift up our hand as a point of contact, that we will never disconnect from you in our lifetime. Father, let heaven honor this decision. Amen. Let the council of heaven honor this decision. Amen. Release your angels of capacity to empower and strengthen us at all levels in the mighty name of Jesus. The cord of the connection shall not be broken in the name of Jesus. As we begin 2024, even the academic year, the wind of time, the wind that blows students out of this place through debt, expulsion, accidents, lack of money, lack of sponsorship, sickness, today, as we connect in this communion as a point of contact, may that spell be broken in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life. Some will be waiting. Immediately it is exam time. Something drastic will happen. Some will be waiting. You will sound when you are told. Immediately you have admission, sickness setting, all things scattered outside down. But by the source of power that is greater than every other altar, that is greater than every other speaking in heaven and on earth, anything that is against academic that want to fight against you, I curse that thing in the name of Jesus. I speak forth for an angel of light to direct your path. I pray, let the right angel, lead your step day by day in the name of Jesus. Father, write their name in the book of life. Release your protection upon them. Direct their step every day. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' dear name we have prayed. Can I hear the church shout three strong amen? One, two, go. Put your hands together and one by your six. Tell yourself, I am connected to Jesus and I cannot be disconnected. Say, I am connected to Jesus and nothing shall disconnect me. Say, my life, you are a living sacrifice unto God's usage. My life, you are a living sacrifice for the purpose of God. My life, you are a living sacrifice for God's usage, and so shall I be. If you believe, shout amen. Those ready for the communion, I have told you that this is the highest table of decision. I have told you this is the highest altar, that it is a means of connecting. Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. Jesus said, this do. He said, this do. This do in remembrance of me. You are doing this as you remember and obedient to God's order, and you connect with him. So as we participate, I want you to connect yourself, your life, your victory, that Jesus paid the price. According to Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 4 down, he said the victory, the redemption, the forgiveness of sin, all came through the blood of the Lamb. As we partake in this table, it is the table of the blood of the Lamb. Do you understand? But suppose you don't like taking communion, we are not forcing you to do that. So don't take. If you don't want to take, don't take. It's not by force. It is for those that understand what they are doing. If you're an occultist and you don't want to come out of your cult, don't take this one and go and take another blood again. There will be a reaction. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding, I make it clear. But if you are a child of God, if you are a living child of God, if you accept Jesus, if you are a member of the family of Christ, you are free to take. Do you understand? Okay, so ushers directs.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is
speed up. It's not by force.
There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. So there is power.
Bye.
in your hand is like somebody buying you a car and then sending the receipt to you and tell you this receipt, anywhere you carry this car to, and they ask you, who is the owner? Your name is written in this receipt. Tell the person, I am. This is the receipt. You were not there the day Jesus was dead. You were not there the day Jesus was knelt on the cross. We've been told. But before Jesus left, he wrote a receipt and kept. This receipt was written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 down. I read. For I receive of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. Okay. Are we having it here? Let it not be like it's in my Bible alone. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23. Okay. For I receive of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he has given thanks, he break it and say, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If anybody tells you anywhere in the world that communion is not necessary, tell that person one word. This do. What do I say? I think you are in university. You still know English very well. All of you, at least you had C before they gave you admission. This one, do. If anybody say this, don't do. Ask the person, in your capacity as who? As the second Jesus or the elder brother of Jesus. He say, this, do. Anywhere you go, when you want to connect, when you want to use this wire and connect with me, this do in remembrance of me. If Pastor Josh, by tomorrow I came and I said yesterday that I said this do, I was having a dream later in the night and the Lord said to me, this don't do. Tell me that, well, until a new Bible is written. But if you are still using the old Bible that Jesus used, the word is written is what? This. Can I hear somebody say it? This. In remembrance of Jesus' death. This is our connection. My sin is forgiven, this. My sickness is healed by this. I am in Christ by this. The cause of the injustice of the family cause and problem have no right because of this. My blood cannot be on the road. Nobody can drink my blood because this blood has taken up all what it's supposed to do. This do. Can we all take the bread together? After the same manner also he took the cup when he has so saying, this cup is the New Testament. It's a new covenant in my blood with Pastor George. You can put your name there. This cup is a new covenant in my blood with Pastor George. This do as often as he drink it in remembrance of me. If this is a new covenant you have with God, you can take that communion and then say something. This is a new covenant with me. A new covenant with my children. A new covenant with my future. A new covenant with my destiny. A new covenant with my academic. A new covenant with my parents. A new covenant with my sponsor. That I shall not be stranded. A new covenant in 2024. That no evil, no shame, no regret. Can you now take the blood? As you say something, you say something and take the blood as a seal. A new covenant of my healing. A new covenant of my celebration. A new covenant of my fulfillment. A new covenant of your marriage in 2024. You can be married while you are in school. You can be employed. You can have connection. You can have open doors. Hey! This is a new covenant in my blood. I speak for this day in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I connect into this source. I connect to this source physically, spiritually, and everything that concerns me. Thank you, Father. I bless the church. I bless Akwa Ibom State University. I bless 2024. I command that the Lord favor you. In this academic year, the church shall not go down. The worshipers here, the pastor in charge, I bless you. I declare the connected God of heaven to connect with this altar, to connect with your life, to connect with your destiny, to connect with your academy, and shall never be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. As we raise this altar of the blood of the Lamb, whoever shall come and call upon the name of the Lord in this place, he shall receive the answer, shall receive the reward. No power in Akwa Ibom State University shall subdue good things in this land in the mighty name of Jesus. The righteous shall not suffer in this environment in the name of Jesus. I declare that the altar of the blood of the Lamb shall be a speaking altar in the day, in the night. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, can the church say Amen.